Good afternoon. It is Friday, April 8th. I'm Josh Sexton of Brugler Marketing and Management, here with Alan Brugler. Alan, what have you seen in the commodity markets this week?
Well, basically, the market's reacting to the reaction. We had quite a bit of spread trading after the report came out. Big corn acreage, not much growth in soybeans, so there's a lot of sell the corn, buy the beans kind of trading. Wheat was involved in some spread trading as well. Then we got the backlash, which is, okay, farmers are actually going to cut back on their corn intentions from what the March report said. That's the whole purpose of it, is to tell you too many guys are doing the same thing. And now you're seeing a little bit of a bounce back in corn because you're unwinding those spreads. And you were seeing a little pressure on beans up until this morning. We got a little help because of the weaker dollar and some ideas that we might get a little export business here. There's some optimism in the soy oil side about Indonesian stocks. That number is not coming out for a couple days yet, but got a little boost in beans that way.
Live cattle were sharply lower to start the week, but have recently recovered. What's your take on the animal market?
Well, the cattle sold off pretty hard because of technical considerations. Your April options expired. The market was vulnerable to futures moves. You sold it off, but then you got way below the cash cattle trade. You saw a lot of 133, 134 kind of trade yesterday. And April was too cheap, so got a little bounce back on the cattle there. Feeders, same thing. When the cattle have rallied, the feeders have been able to go up more aggressively. So I think we're basically in a broad trading range in cattle right now. We do have rising cattle numbers coming into May at the slaughter end. They'd be below a year ago, but they'll be above what we saw back in March and first part of April. So we've got our work cut out for us to raise value. We've basically got to get the exports up. That's, again, where the weak dollar this morning comes into play.
And what about hogs?
The issue with hogs is the summer futures have got a huge premium to the cash market, anywhere from 10 to 14 bucks, depending on what day you're looking. And they need to see evidence that cash hogs are going up every day in a normal seasonal rally. When the cash hogs are up, the summer board looks okay. On the days when the cash hogs are down, then we see a little bit of pullback because that's not a sustainable premium. So we think it's going to be hard to take out the highs that we saw in the summer contracts just because they're expecting an unusually large seasonal move in the cash. But again, it's hard to break them knowing that the cash hogs do in fact go up typically from here into summer.
Thanks, Alan.
My pleasure. Have a good weekend.
This has been Josh Sexton with Brugler Marketing and Management. From all of us here in Omaha, thanks for listening and have a great weekend.